بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders and dear brothers, last night we completed and we spoke about the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam, the great Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his dua was primarily due to an illness which he suffered from and a disease which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had afflicted him with. These are the great anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought upon them these sort of conditions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith that Allah will test a person according to his relationship with Allah. The stronger his relationship with Allah, the greater the test. Hence you will find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, they were faced with the most difficult, trying challenges that any person could have ever faced with. Why? Based on the relationship they had with Allah. In Allah إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that when Allah loves you, Allah will test you. Ajib. When Allah loves you, Allah will test you. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السُّخْطَ. Allah then monitors your reaction. When you are tested in some way, in whichever way Allah has tested you, whether you have been tested with loss of wealth, or loss of life, or loss of health, in whichever way it's an emotional test that you are experiencing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, because it is of Allah's love for you that Allah will test you. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ. The one who is happy and pleased and accepts the test that Allah has brought upon him, and he accepts it, he doesn't question the decision of Allah, فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. Allah is happy with that person. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطَ سَخِطَ. But the one who becomes upset with the decision of Allah, he questions the decision of Allah, but I'm a good Muslim, I pray, I fast, I give charity, I do umrah, why is Allah testing me in this way? فَمَنْ سَخِطَ, that is سَخْط. He becomes angry, he becomes displeased, he cannot accept the decision of Allah, فَلَهُ السُّخْطُ, then Allah is displeased with such a person. Today we move on to the story of Musa alayhi salam, and again, some background, not really the entire story, but the dua. We are focusing on the duas of the righteous and the anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. We commence with the dua of Asiya alayhi salam. We went on to the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam. And now we go on to the dua that Musa alayhi salam had made. There are many duas that he made, but there's one special, specific dua that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will try and focus on. However, it's important for us to understand the background and the circumstances in which the dua was made. Musa alayhi salam, he grew up, as we know, in the palace of Fir'aun, under the care of Fir'aun, and under the care of his stepmother, Asiya alayhi salam, whom we had spoken of. Allah says that, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And he entered the city. Musa alayhi salam was a grown-up man. And by now he already started preaching the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired to him. And secretly he started preaching this religion and speaking about Allah's greatness to the people and turning the people away from Fir'aun. When Fir'aun learned of this, he wanted to kill Musa alayhi salam. He wanted to kill Musa alayhi salam. This was before Musa alayhi salam was gifted with the miracles and the mu'jizat that Allah ta'ala had blessed him with in order for him to display his truthfulness and his genuineness in front of Fir'aun. But Asiya had developed great love. Asiya alayhi salam, the wife of Fir'aun, she developed great love for Musa alayhi salam. So she told her husband Fir'aun that do not kill him. Do not kill him. Whatever you do not kill him. By killing him, you will be killing me. What you should do rather is expel him from the city. So this is what happened. Fir'aun decided that he will exile Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam then went into hiding. He went into some part of that region out of Egypt. Allah does not speak of it, the narrations do not make mention of it, but he went into hiding. And how do we know that? Because look at the expression of the Quran. Allah says, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ. One day he entered the city. He entered the city, عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. At what time? At a time of unawareness of its people. The people in the city were in a state of unawareness. Mufassirin explained it was the time of Qaylulah, when people were taking their siesta rest. So Musa alayhi salam would come secretly and quietly in those parts of the day when there was no motion and there was no activity in the city, so that he would not draw any attention to himself. From this we learn that he was not residing in the city of Egypt at that time. He was living outside Egypt. Quietly he would come into the city. And Allah says one day when this happened, he came at that time when people were taking their afternoon siesta. People were unaware. He came into the city. فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ Allah said, so he found in it two men fighting each other. When he came into the city, he realized there were two men and there was an argument taking place between the two men and they were fighting with each other. هَذَا مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِهِ One of them was from his own group. From here also we understand that he started preaching. He started preaching a religion. That's why Allah says that one of them, one of the two men was from the group of Musa, meaning he was a believer in the deen of Musa alayhi salam. So one of them belonged to his kind and to his group and to the faith to which he subscribed. وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِّ And the other was his enemy. The other was his enemy. The other was a loyal, person to Fir'aun. In fact, he was not just an ordinary person. He was part of the security forces of Fir'aun. So he was a high-ranked officer in the army of Fir'aun. And these two were having an argument. The believer in the faith of Musa, in the deen of Musa, and this person who belonged to the elite forces of Fir'aun. The two of them were having a fight, and they were having an argument. Musa alayhi salam happened to stumble across the two of them. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيْعَتِي عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِي So the one from his own group, Allah says, the one who believed in Musa alayhi salam, he recognized Musa alayhi salam and he shouted out, فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ Istaghatha means he sought assistance. And he cried out to Musa alayhi salam that, Ya Musa, will you not help me? Look at this man. He's trying to kill and he's trying to fight and he's trying to beat up your own kind. Will you not come to my assistance and help me? And now Musa alayhi salam, everyone knows the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Musa alayhi salam with. So when Musa alayhi salam realized that the two of them were having an argument, and this man, the one who belonged to the tribe of Musa and to the group of Musa alayhi salam, he seemed to have been the oppressed one. The other one, of course, because of the position that he held, the authority that he had, he was from the elite forces of Fir'aun. He could easily have vented out his might and his power on this person who belonged to the Banu Israel, to the group of Musa alayhi salam. So when Musa alayhi salam came, in order to separate the two of them, فَوَكَّزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so Musa struck him with his fist. Who did he strike? He struck that police officer. Musa alayhi salam struck him with his fist. Allah says, فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ And he finished him off, lights out, one shot. And he died, there and there. That is the strength that Allah Ta'ala had blessed Musa alayhi salam with. And there are many incidents, we will not go into them, that speak of the power and the might and the strength that Allah had blessed Musa alayhi salam with. So unintentionally, Musa alayhi salam wanted to teach him a lesson, that you should not be oppressing this man. He is a weakling because you have the authority, you have the power, you have the might. You feel you can oppress this weakling. So Musa alayhi salam struck him, and through that blow, the man died. Allah says, فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ Musa alayhi salam finished him off with one shot. Musa alayhi salam regretted him. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ What did he say? Out of remorse, he says, this is some of the act of shaitan. What I did was not right. What I did was not right. Though it was unintentional, it was not premeditated murder. He did not really want to kill the man. He just wanted to separate them and teach the person a lesson, that this is not how you should oppress others. But Musa alayhi salam, out of remorse, he realized what he did. He killed the man. The man belonged to the police force of Fir'aun. What did he say? He says, this is from the action of shaitan. This is from the action of the devil. I should not have done what I have done. إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُضِلٌ مُبِينٌ He is indeed a clear enemy who misleads. Who is that? Shaitan. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي This is one of the du'as that he made. We discussed this du'a of Musa alayhi salam under the Rabbana du'as which we had done in the first 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So he says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي O my Lord, I have wronged myself, فَغْفِرْ لِي So forgive me. This is one of the du'as that he made, but this is not the du'a that I wish to highlight and the one I wish to draw lessons from this evening. But the important thing is that that immediately they turn to Allah. So immediately when you have done something and there's some regret, some guilt, some remorse, Rasulullah said it's easy, it's simple. It was unintentional, you did it out of ghafla, you did it out of, because you're in a state of oblivion, a state of unmindfulness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, perform wudu, perform two rakats of salah, make istighfar, Allah will forgive you. Instant tawbah. Today you have everything instant. There's, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us the most effective and instant way of making tawbah. You did something wrong. You abused your eyes. You are not supposed to look at that. It was haram. You are not supposed to say what you had said. You are not supposed to listen to what you have heard. You are not supposed to think what you have thought. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, simple what you do. Once you have regretted, you have realized, don't just allow it to stop over there, but take it a step further. Perform wudu, go on the musalla, perform two rakats of salah. Guaranteed, Allah will forgive you. Allah will forgive you. And the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, that is exactly what they had done. When they realized that they had done something that does not behove the position of a Nabi, although this was not a sin, it was not a crime, it was unintentional. But he just felt, it does not behove me as a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal to do what I had done. Hence he turned to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. Allah had forgiven him. Allah forgave him. For that act that he had done, Allah had forgiven him. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Moving on, now Musa alayhi salam knows that he's in big trouble. Why? Because he killed a person. And this was no ordinary man. He belonged to the elite forces of Fir'aun. So Musa alayhi salam, he then went out of the city to whichever village he was hiding in, where he was in asylum, should we say. And he hid away in that little village. And then he came back into the Medina, because he had to come and preach, and also for his basic needs and essentials, he would come to the city of Egypt to do or whatever it was that he wanted to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Asbaha fil Medina. The next morning he comes into Al-Medina. Al-Medina here refers to the city of Egypt. But how does he come into Egypt? Khaifan. He was fearful. He's in a state of fear, of course. He's paranoid, he's panicking, he doesn't know what's going to happen. Yataraqab means he is waiting for what comes next. He's waiting for something to happen. He's on the lookout, he's on the watch, he's always looking behind his back. He knows that something might just happen anytime and anyway. So he comes into the Medina, into the city, with this fear and in a state of panic. He's paranoid that Fir'aun could at any time have him detained. And of course, the penalty that had to be meted out was that of corporal punishment and equal retaliation. When he comes the next morning into the city, what does he see? فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَسْتَسْرِخُ. The same man was again involved in an argument with another person. That same person who was a believer in Fir'aun. This time, he's calling out to Musa. استنصره. He's seeking the nusra of Musa. Musa, Musa, help me. Yesterday you helped me out. And you sorted the guy out with whom I was having an argument, and here I'm again in another argument. I need your help for a second time. Allah says, "Yastasrikhu." He shouted out to Musa alayhi salam to come forth and to help him. قال له موسى إنك لغوي مبين. On this occasion, Musa alayhi salam did not direct his anger to that person who belonged to the enemy of Musa alayhi salam, but rather he scolded and he reprimanded that person who was a believer in Musa alayhi salam. What did he tell me? You are surely in apparent trouble. You are the troublemaker. You are a troublemaker. It doesn't mean you my murid, I'm going to overlook your shortcomings. You my murid, you brought iman in me and you believe in me, so that's it, khalas. Whoever says anything against you, I am just going to defend you, I'm going to be there on your side. No, you are the troublemaker. You are the one who needs to be disciplined. So when Musa alayhi salam scolded him and reprimanded him, he walked towards the two of them in order to separate the two of them so they don't end up killing each other. فَلَمَّا أَرَادَ أَن يَبْتِشَ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌ لَهُمَا. Thereafter, when he intended to grasp at the one who was an enemy to both of them, Musa alayhi salam again wanted to grab the enemy. Not the one who belonged to his faith, and not the one who belonged to his group. He wanted to grab the one who was his enemy. Then that person who belonged to the group of Musa alayhi salam, he thought Musa alayhi salam is coming for him, because Musa alayhi salam was scolding him and he was reprimanding him. So what did he say? He blurted it out. قال يا موسى أتريد أن تقتلني كما قتلت نفسا بالأمس. Remember, they were looking for the killer and the murderer. The only one who knew who was who killed that person was this man who belonged to the tribe and to the deen of Musa alayhi salam. So when Musa advanced towards them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he shouted out. This man who asked Musa alayhi salam for assistance, he says, "Oh Musa, do you want to kill me as you have killed a person yesterday?" He shouted out, and everyone heard what he said. And everyone realized, so Musa was the killer. He's the one that killed that officer. He's the one who killed that man from the elite forces of Fir'aun. He's the guilty one. And everyone came to know. And immediately the news was communicated to Fir'aun. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. And there came a man running. Allah says there came a man. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ. A man came. مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ. We find a similar expression in Surah Yasin. He came running, rushing, looking for Musa alayhi salam. He was a believer in Musa. What did he come and tell Musa? He came and said, قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَعْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ فَاخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He said, "Oh Musa, they all know you are the killer. And they've had a meeting, they've had a consultation, the chiefs are counseling each other about you so that they may kill you." So he tells Musa alayhi salam, "Fakhruj, fakhruj, leave, exit the city, get out of the city, move away from Egypt, go far, far away from Egypt. Inni laka minan nasihim, I am one of your well-wishers, I'm here to advise you. Musa, it's not healthy, it's not right for you to be seen anywhere in Egypt or in the precincts of Egypt. Immediately you need to run away and flee from Egypt." Now Musa alayhi salam, as he's leaving, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا, Allah says he's leaving Egypt, يَتَرَقَّبْ, again in a state of fear, waiting for something to happen. What did he say? He made a dua. رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, save me from the cruel people. A dua that we should make daily as we are leaving home. Today, you know, every day there are hijackings that are taking place. There are house robberies that are taking place. We are not safe. Wallahi, we are not safe. Every day there are crimes that are being... This is a very powerful dua to make when you are leaving home. As you are leaving home, رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, save me from the cruel people. Wonderful dua. Oh Allah, save me from the cruel people. Right? One is you have your devices. One is you have your security, installed, and your cameras and all of that installed. That is on its place. But when you read this dua, you are telling Allah that with all these facilities which I have installed, and all the security, things that I have in place, oh Allah, I still believe that you are my protector. So this is a very important and powerful dua that we make whenever we leave our home, just as Musa alayhi salam made the dua as he left Egypt. Where does he go to? وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَ. Allah says, and when he set out towards Madian. Madian is the name of a city in Sham. And remember, Sham is a large territory which now consists of Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Palestine. That whole area is known as the land of Asham. So he then proceeded, and he felt that the best thing to do is to move far, far away from the dominion of Fir'aun and go to a place known as Madian. Who resided in Madian? Shu'aib alayhi salam at that time. So Musa alayhi salam and Shu'aib alayhi salam, the two of them lived in the same era, but one lived in Madian and the other lived in Egypt. So this area was outside, and the benefit was, why did Musa alayhi salam choose Madian? Was because this area was outside the empire of Fir'aun. Fir'aun had absolutely no control over Madian. He could not decide as to what happens in Madian, and he had no knowledge of the happenings of Madian, so he had no rule and no rulership or power over the people of Madian. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Musa alayhi salam chose to exit from Misr, from Egypt, and he proceeded towards Madian. It was an 8 days journey from Egypt. So Musa alayhi salam had undertaken this long journey all the way until he got to Madian. When he arrives to Madian, what happens? We will learn tomorrow inshallah ta'ala as to what happens when he comes to Madian. And that is where, remember, he's got nothing with him. He's absolutely got nothing with him. He's got no money in his pocket. He does not have a roof over his head. He has only the set of clothing that he has, that he is wearing at that moment. He has no place to stay, absolutely nothing. He comes to Madian, and he makes one dua. He makes one dua which we'll learn of tomorrow inshallah ta'ala. And that dua, through that dua, Allah blesses him with a home, Allah blesses him with a spouse, Allah blesses him with everything that he needed. Inshallah, tomorrow evening we will learn of this wonderful dua that Musa alayhi salam had made when he arrived in the city of Midian. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.